I don't know that we need to revisit whether or not it's necessary. It is the law. So I think what I'm most concerned about is how are we going to implement this in a way that doesn't disadvantage small farmers? I think when you look at most of these large cases of foodborne illness that Sandra alluded to, these were from very large farms, very far away from New Hampshire. I haven't seen data that shows instances of contamination locally. Now, I understand that statistically that's probably happening out there, but we have to understand FSMA was supposed to have flexibility for small entities.
FSMA, again, is Food Safety Modernization Act.
Excuse me. I'll try not to speak
that's
in acronyms.
That's okay.
And in creating that regulatory flexibility, they created basically the exemption for $500,000 and less serving to a certain specific 275 miles from your farm or exclusively in state and to certain qualified users. And that sounds good on the surface, but the reality is Food Safety Modernization Act represents the minimum food safety standards. There are already existing structures out there, third-party audits that have a higher standard in some cases than the Food Safety Modernization Act. So I'm not sure that I would put a sign on our barn or our truck that said, we are exempt from the minimum food safety standards.
Who wants to advertise that?
Exactly.
It doesn't sound good.
So the reality is that we'll likely all end up adopting at least some standard that will meet or exceed the Food Safety Modernization Act.
And is that going to be a hassle for you, a pain in the neck, expensive?
Well, it's certainly going to be expensive. It's going to run, you know, from the smallest farms, it'll run maybe $5,000 to $12,000 for the medium-sized farms, and that would be sales, you know, $250,000 to $500,000 in sales. And then above that, you'd be looking at in excess of perhaps $20,000. For the larger farms, they're probably already complying with something like U.S. Department of Agriculture's good agricultural practices. So the reason that I got particularly involved, the New England Farmers Union in particular, got really deeply involved in this issue was a statement that the FDA had in their preliminary regulatory impact statement that said the cost of complying with FSMA, Food Safety Modernization Act, for farms that are not currently involved in food safety third-party systems may make them either grow produce not covered under the rule or not farm. And that has a huge impact.
That's pretty dramatic.
It is a very dramatic statement. Mike Taylor, the former commissioner, always said, well, that's kind of a gratuitous statement. And I'd say, well, it was your statement, Mike. So it's certainly an alarm bell. And if you're in this business that I'm in and Heather's in and many of my friends are in, you're going to have to take notice of that. And so we've worked with multiple stakeholders. I've met with Sandy many times and appreciate the work they're doing there. And I think we made a lot of progress through the initial rulemaking. We've had several modifications to the rule to make it less onerous for small and mid-scale producers. We had multiple extensions of the comment period. I've got to thank NHPR and your show for having multiple segments on this. Our New Hampshire delegation from Congresswoman Custer, Carol Shea Porter, Frank Ginto, they've been back and forth, Senators Shaheen and Ayotte as well as the rest of the New England delegation for making FDA come to New England after they dropped that first draft of the rule to see the diversity we have here. You know, we're not Southern California where it's 1,000 acres of spinach here and 1,000 acres of this here. It's very diverse. We have a lot of value-added production on farm, which brings a lot of our farms, including mine, into another category. We're also subject to preventive controls rule. Now, we may have modified or reduced requirements because of the size of these operations, but it does add another layer of regulatory burden.